You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about credit in this segment. And Tammy, I want to, I talked to some people where they come into our office and they don't have any credit.
Right.
At all. They have nothing.
It's a weird place to be in because, you know, without a credit, without any credit, it's tricky. Without a credit card, you have to have history to get a credit card. You know, where do you start? So how would you advise people on how to establish credit?
All right. So building a credit score from scratch. Mm-hmm. I was on the website NerdWallet.
Mm-hmm.
I love anything nerd. I fit right in there. All right, so on NerdWallet, they talked about the five easy steps to build a credit score from scratch. So let's just run through these five steps.
Sure. So step one.
So step one is understand the factors that influence your FICO score.
Okay, first of all, what does FICO mean?
So FICO is Fair Isaac is basically what those initials will stand for.
Okay.
And it's the scoring model that pretty much all lenders will use when we're evaluating credit. Now, there are other scoring models out there.
Okay.
There's a Vantage score, but the FICO score is the one that you really want to know the most about. So when we look at the FICO scores, it's broken down into five categories. First, 35% of your score comes from your payment history. So if you have any late payments, bankruptcies, judgments, anything like that, that's 35% of your score, largest category. Second largest is credit utilization. So that basically means how you manage revolving debt.
Okay.
So they'll take
and that takes about 30%. Of that FICO score.
Right, so that's 30% of your score. Then you have the length of your credit history, so that's 15% of your score. So mm-hmm. the longer you've had your accounts open, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're opening new accounts all the time, it's going to hurt that length of credit history. Next is the types of credit in use is 10% of your score.
Right.
So that's where you don't want to have, for instance, a finance company cards or those payday loan company cards. Those will lower your score because they know you're a higher risk borrower.
When
just
you're doing
by having
that.
Right.
Mm. So we're at 90% right now of the FICO score.
Yeah, so the last 10% is going to be new credit, and that's going to be applying for too many accounts.
So when we say yes at the
right, and that's
cash
also
out.
That mm-hmm. includes your inquiries on credit too.
Okay.
It's 10% of your score.
So if I want to store a credit card, because you'll get 20% off.
Right, right. So there are three major credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. And when we look at those three bureaus, those are the ones, they'll each put out a FICO score. The scores may be a little different from one
bureau
to another.
Yeah, I've noticed that they are different sometimes.
Yeah, because there are some creditors that will only report to one out of the three bureaus,
okay.
or maybe two out of the three bureaus. So there can be definitely different data reporting to the three bureaus, and their scoring models are slightly different, too.
Uh-huh. Now, you know, I'm allowed one credit report a year. Does that mean one per each one? Or
yeah, so one you can.
So I can get one from Experian, and that will count.
Yeah,
as
so here's the deal with that. So one free credit report per year. AnnualCreditReport.com is the free site that's put up by the three credit bureaus.
Okay.
So AnnualCreditReport.com. Remember that because that's the official sponsored site from Experian, TransUnion,
the
and
ad
Equifax.
Things and all that. So
right.
Say it one more time.
AnnualCreditReport.com.
Okay.
So that's the one to go to get your free report. And because you can get one per year, they won't give you your credit score, but they at least will give you
your
a look
report.
At your credit so you can see what's on there. So what you can do is you, like say every 4 months, you could go on there and do one of the bureaus.
Oh, okay. So
and stagger them out.
I see.
So that's one way to do it without having to pay for credit monitoring.
I see. Because if I get something cleaned up, then I could see if it really did.
Right. So as we're talking about building a credit score from scratch, that was step one, is understand the factors that influence your FICO score. Now, step two is learn the guidelines for building credit.
Okay. All right. Now, lenders, when they use this credit score, why do they even use that?
Well, the credit score will definitely determine your financial trustworthiness.
Okay.
Okay. Your risk factors are all built into the score. Okay. So if you look at somebody with one score versus another, it's a statistical model where it knows who's a higher risk and who's not, and it's very accurate.
So we're talking about starting our credit from scratch. So how do I do that?
All right. So once you understand how the credit model works, then you learn the guidelines for building credit.
Okay.
Okay, which you're going to want to know to make 100% of your payments on time. Okay, not only credit accounts, but also with other accounts too, like utility bills, or you just it keeps
it's all
everything
getting tied together now.
Well, because it keeps it from going to a collection agency,
right? Right.
And that's, you know, no credit also means that you don't have collection accounts out there too, which is frequently things that we see. So keep your credit card debts low.
Okay.
All of those things. Use the cards regularly once you get one.
Okay.
If they go unused for more than 6 months, they take it out of the equation.
Okay.
Keep your accounts open for as long as possible. Avoid opening too many accounts at once. We'll end up lowering your score. And check each of your credit reports annually for the errors and discrepancies like what we talked about.
Right.
So that's all step two about learning the guidelines for building the credit.
Okay.
Now we move to step three, and that's know how to check your credit reports and the scores.
Okay.
Okay, so knowing how to check those, we've already
talked
about that.
Yeah, we kind of talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So, annualcreditreport.com is one I recommend for if you want a free copy of your credit report to see what's on there. There are also the credit monitoring services out there, and you can get that through a lot of your bank account sometimes, and also through some of your different credit cards will give you a look at your credit score.
Okay.
Another little value-added service that some of them are starting to give.
But again, the credit report won't give me my credit score. Is that true?
The free one will not give you credit score, but some of the credit monitoring services will.
Will give me. Okay, so that's why I would want to sign up for one.
And also, if you go to annualcreditreport.com and you see your credit report, you can pay extra money right then and be able to see your credit score at the same time.
Oh, okay. All right, so it does give me that option.
Right, absolutely. So now, step four. This is the important one, is get a credit card for no or low credit.
Okay.
Okay, so then this is where, I know this is what you were kind of building up to, Tammy.
Yeah, because I didn't understand.
We've learned
the
all
factors,
this, and now
right.
we understand credit. Now what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I always end up sending people to creditcards.com.
Okay.
And it's a site that aggregates all the different credit card offers out there onto one site. So you can apply based on where your credit rating is. And if you don't have a card, there's actually a section on there for that for somebody that doesn't have any credit.
You've helped a lot of people get started just by opening a card right then and there while they're in your office.
I did it just the other day. Mm-hmm. I brought somebody needed an extra card. I knew it would raise their credit score, and I even knew how many points it would raise it if they opened one new credit card.
Right.
Because they didn't have a credit card at all, and that's 30% of your score.
Right.
So we went into creditcards.com, got them approved. So within a couple of weeks, we're going to see their scores increase because of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when you're looking on creditcards.com, you may have to open a secured credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a secured credit card is where they don't grant you credit. You actually have to give them money first.
Okay.
And you're borrowing your own money, but that's what you have to do to build.
To start establishing your credit.
Right, to build credit.
Well, that makes sense. Okay.
Here's another thing is you can get a cosigner, and then you don't have to have a secured card.
So then that would be an unsecured card.
Right. All
right.
Absolutely. Or here's a simple one too is become an authorized user.
Okay.
So if you're a parent, start putting your kids as authorized users on your account. It'll start to build credit for them.
Okay, so I have a question because I'm a authorized user for company cards. Does that affect my credit?
It can if that company card used your Social Security number to become an authorized user.
Okay.
So you have to look to see if it showed up or not. If it's a business card, it usually doesn't.
Okay.
It usually won't report to personal credit. So the fifth and final step is to be patient. Okay, so you do all these things. You open up the account, and now it's kind of a waiting game. You have to continue to make your payments on time, but it may not take you from no score to having a score immediately. Sometimes it'll take 6 months with certain bureaus.
Oh, wow.
So you definitely have to be patient, and the sooner you get started, the better.
But if you follow these steps, you're going to really start to increase your chances and see your score go up.
Right, and a lot of people say, well, I wish I would have done this. The old Chinese proverb, when's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago.
Right.
When's the second best time? Today.
Right.
So you'll watch your score hit, go in the 700s all the way up to 800 if you follow these steps. And if you're in the situation where you want to buy a home and you need a personal consultation on how to do these steps, reach out to me. Come to me. You can visit our website, smartwithyourmoney.com, or you can shoot me a message or call me at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G. And if you're looking for a mortgage, we have the Cornerstone Mortgage link on there on smartwithyourmoney.com. You can link to Cornerstone Mortgage right on that site.
Perfect.
So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.